Another intimate glimpse of the White home life. 2 days later, June 19, she wrote to Lucinda Hall, having slipped away from the house to the review office to find a retired place to write. There was some remodeling being done at their home, which would give them a good-sized kitchen, a large bedroom, a buttery, pantry, and a dining room. It is, she wrote, pound, pound, banging and slamming, tearing down and putting up. She thought Lucinda would be delighted with the improvements. But she was needing help in the home that would free her, as she said, to do my duty in writing and helping James in his writing. She added, I cannot do my duty to my family and devote myself to the benefit of God's children too. My mind cannot be everlastingly planning and cutting and contriving and yet be prepared to write for the review and instructor and answer the numerous letters sent in to me. I want to know my place and then I will try to fill it. Lucinda, I was thankful for your help when you were with us. I know that it was a great sacrifice for your mother to have you come so far from home. But if you could come and be with me again the coming winter and spring, I should be perfectly suited. She reported that she was writing an article for the review on hoops, stating that this piece has required much study and care, for it is a delicate and important matter. As she brought her letter to a close, she wrote of her parents, now living with them. I must close. My children are as well as usual. Father and mother are living with us, and they seem so contented and happy. They take care of their room but eat with us. You don't know what a weight of care is removed from me since I can watch over these two aged children. Mother does just as I wish her to, follows every suggestion I make. I dress her up neat as wax, comb her hair, and she looks like a nice, venerable old lady. Father also tries to please us in every way. We fix him up and he looks real nice.